The National Petroleum Authority has begun a campaign to sensitize consumers on the need to demand for fuels that are low in sulfur. The campaign follows reports that high sulfur in fuels have serious health implications, causing kidney and heart-related diseases. Currently, the acceptable standard of fuel is between 10 to 15 parts per million. But in Africa and Ghana, the sulfur level is 10,000 parts per million. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the public relations officer of the National Petroleum Authority, Yaro Kasambata, said the authority is working on a project to ensure that the level of sulfur in diesel is reduced from 10,000 to 3,000 parts per million by the end of the month. He spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
We know that the level of sulfur in fuel is what we actually breathe outside, because the emissions is in the air and that's what we breathe. And sulfur has a direct impact on the health of the people. Heart diseases, skin diseases, eye diseases. Even research show that impact of sulfur can also affect the way crops even behave. The acceptable standard, if you compare it to what pertains in Europe, Europe's level of sulfur in fuel is between 10 and 15 parts per million. It's very low. Now, this is how hard they have worked to achieve it. It is said to be the global standard. However, in Africa and in Ghana, the level of sulfur specification as we have is 10,000 parts per million. That's a huge difference. What has become even difficult with our case is because most of the fuels that we use is imported. Now, the reason why Europe can achieve a low level of sulfur in their fuel and Africa is still struggling with high level of sulfur in their fuel is something for all of us to think about. But the awareness of the populace to know that the fumes that we inhale in the atmosphere, if there are high sulfur content in it, is detrimental to our health, is one step, you know, towards achieving a population that is enlightened towards that particular act to demand high standards. And that kicks in the whole cycle of ensuring that the refineries in Europe begins to get aware that the populace in Ghana or in Africa are demanding better quality and ensure that we bring in all the stakeholders.
This campaign, what is the time within which you are going to have the campaign?
The campaign has been implemented in two phases. The first phase was to meet with the stakeholders, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Tamara Refinery, Minister of Environment, to think through these processes. This second stage, which is the media sensitization, is to try to let the public know what the recommendations has been. And one of the recommendations that the committee during the first phase of the meeting was to say that we should align our local fuels to the specification that Nigeria is working towards, which is bringing it down from 3,000 to 1,000 parts per million.
Yaro Kasambata is the Public Relations Officer of the National Petroleum Authority.